This recording, Germany 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Bonn in Germany, the same city as Beethoven, so sometimes I'm joking about that. I say Beethoven and me, we're a team. But I never really lived in Bonn. I moved to Brussels almost right away, and Brussels, the capital of Belgium. And I lived there for a long time, till I graduated high school. And then I moved back to Germany, and for the first time in my life, I actually got a German ID, which was very curious to me, because I was, according to this idea, German citizen, but I didn't feel like it at all. I felt more like a stranger when I lived in my country of birth than in any other country I've lived in. I studied there for 3 years at the University of Münster, and I was not very happy. And so I decided to move to the United States because that had been a childhood dream of mine, and I ended up in Mobile, Alabama, and people always laugh about that. They say, well, how did you end up in Mobile, Alabama, of all places in the world? Well, it was really a conscious decision. I wanted to go to the South, and I talked to some people at the academic exchange programs in Germany, and one man I talked to grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and he recommended the University of South Alabama to me. That's where I ended up. And I had 3 wonderful years in Mobile, made really good friends. Almost all of them were international friends, as a matter of fact. That's how I ended up learning Norwegian, too. And after 3 years of living in Mobile, Alabama, I had completed my bachelor and my master's degree, and I decided it was time to get my doctorate. And so I looked around for some programs, and the one I liked best was in Lawrence, Kansas, and that's how I ended up here where I am right now.